Fat Man came out of hyperspace in the Kravos system. Zirid immediately engaged the ion engines and flew the freighter into the system's soup. Debris from a partially dispersed accretion disk around the system's star filled the black with ionized gas and debris. Some fluke of solar system evolution had resulted in an orange gas giant forming a few hundred thousand kilos outside the far border of the disk. Zirid wheeled Fat Man through the swirl, deftly dodging asteroids and smaller particles. He maneuvered the ship to the end of the disk and maintained his position, though it taxed his piloting skill.
"Now what?"
Aaron asked.
"We wait. And when an Imperial convoy heading to Coruscant comes through, we roll the dice."
"How will we know it's heading for Coruscant?"
"We won't know, strictly speaking. But Imperial Navy regs call for a convoy heading to an occupied world to have an escort of at least 3 frigates. If we see that, it's probably heading to Coruscant."
"And if we don't see that?"
Zirid preferred not to think about it.
"We will."
"What if you're wrong? What if the convoy isn't heading to Coruscant?"
"Then it'll jump where it's jumping, and we'll jump to Coruscant, bare naked and within range of an Imperial fleet. You're not the modest sort, are you?"
He tried to convey with his grin a confidence he did not feel. She only shook her head and stared out at the gas giant. They waited. A medical transport came through, and Zirid ignored it. A single cruiser came through later, and still they waited. After several hours, Zirid's instrument showed another hyperspace distortion. A convoy appeared. 3 supply super freighters and 4 frigates, bristling with weapons.
"That's our ride,"
he said.
"You ready?"
"I'm ready,"
she said. The lift doors opened to reveal a short corridor that led to the double doors of the cruiser's bridge. A pair of armored soldiers stood near the lift, awaiting Vrath's arrival. 2 more stood down the corridor before the bridge doors. The 3 troopers who had escorted Vrath to the lift handed him off to those in the hall.
"He's dangerous,"
the sergeant said.
"Watch him."
"Yes, sir,"
said the 2 troopers in the corridor, their expressions unreadable behind their helmets. They flanked Vrath but did not touch him as they led him to the bridge. The double doors opened to reveal the dimly lit, multi-leveled oval chamber of the cruiser's bridge. A score of naval officers, all human, sat at their posts, hovered over their comp screens. A huge view screen to the left provided a magnified view of Coruscant and the surrounding space. The hum of low, curt conversation and the thrum of electronics filled the air. A swivel-mounted command chair sat on the center of the bridge on a raised platform. Commander Jard stood beside it, one hand on its armrest, conferring with the man who sat in it. Jard glanced at Vrath and spoke to the man, whom Vrath assumed to be Darth Malgus. He activated his audio implant to hear the exchange.
"My lord,"
Jard said.
"The prisoner I spoke of is here."
Malgus turned his eyes to Vrath, and whatever smugness Vrath had felt over showing up some troopers sank under the weight of that gaze. Malgus rose and strode across the bridge toward Vrath. He stood well over 2 meters, and the black cape he wore looked like a pavilion tent. He never took his eyes from Vrath's face as he approached. Scars lined his face, and a network of blue veins made a patchwork of his bald pate. He was so pale, he could have been a corpse, the walking dead. The small respirator he wore hid his mouth and lips, but it was his eyes that cowed Vrath. Malgus was all eyes. The sum of him, of his power, radiated outward from his bloodshot gaze.